In this bulletin, Australia joins a growing list of countries closing their borders to arrivals from China. The Maldives rejoins the Commonwealth after quitting in 2016. And Sofia Kenin defeats Garbiñe Muguruza at the Australian Open to claim her first Grand Slam title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A total fire ban continues to operate in the ACT as a fire crossed state boundaries travelling into New South Wales, with embers travelling multiple kilometres. Around noon on Saturday, a spot fire from the Auroral Valley bushfire in the ACT jumped into New South Wales and sparked the Clear Range fire. People in the New South Wales village of Bredbow have described how the fire approached their doorstep. The Rural Fire Service says the Clear Range fire continues to burn out of control and has destroyed properties in the Bumbalong area, including Bredbow. And the Clear Range fire is health experts warning poor air quality will affect parts of the state, including Sydney. New South Wales Health is warning of the impact of smoke, haze and dust, with Sydney's air quality forecast to be poor due to particles. The department's medical advisor, Dr. Adi Vies, says dust storms in western New South Wales may affect western Sydney.
Stay indoors as much as possible with doors and windows closed. Remember that there's a double whammy effect, which is that there's an ongoing heat wave, and these conditions can also add to the poor air we might be experiencing. So taking precautions such as staying hydrated and looking after your elderly relatives and neighbours is a good thing to do.
Foreign travellers who have left or passed through mainland China will be denied entry to Australia as officials try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Australian citizens, permanent residents and their immediate family will be exempt from the strict measures. Australians are also being told not to travel to mainland China as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases grows. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's important Australians remain calm.
And we're a big country and we have many ways of being able to contain the effect of this. So I think it's important that people just exercise common sense, that people go about their business in the normal way. And that they listen to the appropriate health advice. And to keep Australians safe, we've also got to keep each other calm.
Other countries have also closed their borders to arrivals from China, including the US, Russia, Japan, Pakistan and Italy. Authorities have confirmed two new cases of coronavirus in South Australia, bringing the total number of infected Australians to 12. The couple aged in their 60s have been admitted to hospital. South Australia Health Minister Stephen Wade says locals are in good hands.
I want to assure all South Australians that our South Australian public health officials are world class. South Australians should feel confident to continue to go about their daily business, to continue to use our health facilities.
The Secretary General of the Queensland Chinese United Council, Michael Ma, says discrimination towards Chinese Australians and Chinese nationals in relation to the coronavirus won't be tolerated. There have been at least 259 deaths, all in China, from the outbreak, with almost 12,000 cases confirmed. Mr. Ma says instances of discrimination have been on the rise as fears grow.
It is a virus we call the coronavirus. It is not China virus. What we're going to do is isolate the virus, not Chinese. So we are strongly condemning that and we're strongly against any form of discrimination.
Commonwealth nations have welcomed back the Maldives 40 months after it angrily quit the organisation over criticism of its human rights record under strongman President Abdullah Yameen. The Republic quit the Commonwealth in 2016 after being threatened with suspension over its human rights record and lack of progress on democratic reform. The island nation has been readmitted after showing evidence of functioning democratic processes and popular support for being part of the family of nations. The change came into effect at 1 minute past midnight on the 1st of February, just over an hour after the UK left the EU, bringing the total number of nations in the Commonwealth to 54. And to sport and tennis, 21-year-old American Sofia Kenin has claimed her first Grand Slam title after defeating two-time major champion Garbiñe Muguruza at the Australian Open in three sets, 4-6, 6-2, 6-2. Daring and defiant, Kenin battled back from a set down, then from love 40 in the fifth game of the deciding set to deny the resurgent Muguruza a third major, but her first since Wimbledon in 2017. Kenin says it's surreal.
This is just such an honor. I'm so proud of myself, so proud of my dad, my team, everyone that's been around me. We worked all hard, we've been through tough times, but you know what, we did it, we fought, and yeah, I'm like on cloud nine right now.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy 22. Melbourne, possible early shower 23. Hobart, shower 2 22. Canberra, much the same 35. Wollongong, showers and possible storm 31. Sydney, shower 2 and a possible storm 34. Newcastle, possible storm 43. Brisbane, sunny and 33. Cairns, shower 2 32. And Darwin, shower 2 33. This is SBS News.